Our reading for today is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the first chapter, verses 1 through 13. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight.'" John appeared baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes one who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandal I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." The Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild animals, and the angels were ministering to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Keith Lynch from Grace Lutheran Church, Naples, Florida.
Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on this Ash Wednesday, you have heard the reading of St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 13. What a great beginning. Now, Mark's beginning is not like Matthew or Luke with a long genealogy and the story of a miraculous virgin birth. Mark does not begin even like John, who takes us back to the beginning, where there was nothing but the Word who was with God, and by that Word everything was made. Mark's beginning is straight to the point. Let's get this show on the road. This is the beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thank you, dear brother St. Mark. In this beat around the bush world, you cut straight to the chase and tell us what we so desperately need to hear, the gospel of Jesus, the Son of God. What a great beginning. In the beginning, God created everything. The universe, the earth, sun, moon, and stars, all life on the earth. God created plants and birds, animals and fish, and everything that crawls. God created Adam in his image, and when he saw that Adam was alone, from Adam God created Eve. He placed them in a beautiful garden where they had food and the spring of the water of life. All was good. There was fellowship between God and his creation. There was a union between God and Adam. It was a wonderful beginning. But we know what took place. The union between Adam and God was broken. The devil slithered into this beautiful beginning and tried to end it all. Through the fall into sin, the whole world was brought down. A beautiful beginning was corrupted. It looked as though there would be only death in the end. God would not let that be. He had a new beginning in mind that would change the ending of the story. That's what Mark proclaims. The beginning of good news preached to those lost in this sinful, dying world. Mark proclaims good news to be preached to you, sinner. Good news to be preached to you who are suffering. This gospel is of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, the Messiah, the Son of God who will save his people from their sins. This gospel is of Jesus Christ. And who is he? He is God's Son. God born of Adam. Born in Adam's flesh, like Adam, but not like Adam. He has no sin. He is a new beginning. John the Baptist, the fiery preacher, he would have a great beginning, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to a world and calling them to repentance. It was foretold by the prophet Isaiah that John would make straight paths for the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John and Jesus get right to work. Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan to fulfill all righteousness, and as Jesus comes up out of the water, heaven is open, and the Father speaks, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." What a great beginning! Fellowship with God, once again, has entered into this world. But we see the slippery serpent that brought a great beginning to what appeared to be a disastrous end coming again to work his deception. Jesus is driven by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days to be tempted by this slippery serpent, this Satan. But something is different this time. This beginning has a different ending. Where Adam and Eve fell into sin, this second Adam, this new beginning, this Jesus Christ, Son of God, wins victory over the devil. He defeats the devil and remains faithful to his Father. The bond, the fellowship, the union remain. And because of that, something wonderful is happening. Jesus is recreating. He's making new. He's starting over, bringing a fresh start and a new beginning for a fallen world, for you and for me. He made the end and the beginning the same. Peace with God, union with the Father, divine fellowship. Our sin and suffering and death is not the end. We have a new beginning. Now, as we begin this Lenten tide today with Ash Wednesday, you know the beginning. You know the middle and you know the end of St. Mark's account. You know what it is to journey with Jesus to Pontius Pilate and to the pain of scourging, to Calvary and to the cross, to a tomb and to a stone that is rolled away. You journey with Jesus to the joy of resurrection and ascension, to the end that is really our new beginning, to fellowship with the Father through the Son, worked by the Holy Spirit. Dear brother St. Mark, thank you for such a great beginning. That, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, all your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Keith Lynch from Grace Lutheran Church, Naples, Florida, for today's meditation on God's Word.